This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Tune in every Wednesday at 4 p.m. for Team Martech, local professionals serving our community. Listen to a financial advisor, local attorney, independent insurance agent, mortgage broker, realtor, and certified public accountant. They discuss issues and answer questions of interest to you. That's Team Martech, Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
In the United States of America, we have the privilege of electing officials here that represent our values, and we should do all we can to elect the people that reflect our values as best as possible. Amen? But how many of you know our trust is in not what happens in the halls of Congress or the corridors of the White House or in the judicial system or the Supreme Court? Our trust is in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's our master. He's our father. He's our God. If your trust is in the Lord, there's no way you cannot be full of joy. He's the joy giver. He's the way maker. Amen? Our happiness rests in Jesus, not on the laws that just passed. We got so many Christians getting bent out of shape because they don't like the fact that the world is going to hell. Guess what? The world's going to hell. Get busy and do something. We can never, listen to me, we can never become intimidated by our culture. We are called to be people of impact. We are to impact the people that God puts in our lives. Not run from them, not criticize them, not put them down. Leonard Sweet writes in one of his books on the modern generation, and he says this: the generation that we are called to impact processes things differently than the previous generation. They're a generation that did not grow up with a biblical experience. They don't know about Bible school. You say, what does that mean to me, Pastor? That means when you're talking to people today in this generation, they have no concept of the Bible. They don't understand it. They think Jesus Christ, JC, is just has something to do with that gold cross they wear around their neck that they don't even know why they wear it around their neck. Exactly. Huh? They don't even talk the same way. That means when you communicate with people of the world, you have to talk to them like they do not understand Scripture. You don't roll up on somebody that ain't never heard nothing from the Bible and say, the righteousness of Jesus Christ and God. They don't know what you're talking about. Righteousness to them is the clothes they're wearing. These are righteous clothes. They don't have any clue how God operates. How many know there's a lot of people out there, they don't understand your religious jargon. We got people that are so far up in the spiritual, prophetic world, no wonder the world looks at us like we're crazy. Thus saith the Lord, thou wilt thou thy, thus thee. What? Maybe you ought to go back to the 16th century. Try it out there. Come on, they've got to be able to understand what we're talking about, amen? When you go to work on Monday and you start talking about God, they have no clue who you're talking about. You said you go to work, you say, man, we had a powerful move of the Holy Ghost Sunday. People were getting slain in the Spirit, and the glory of God filled the house. They think you're on drugs. Huh? The glory of God filled the house. Well, where did all the people go if the glory was filling the house? How'd they fit? I'm telling you, they think in whole different terms. They don't have a clue what we're talking about. As a matter of fact, it really just sounds a little bit scary to most folks. Listen, I hang out with sinners. Newsflash. I was talking to this couple the other day. We're out in the garage. I said, where's your wife? She's down at the Gay Pride Festival serving drinks at the bar. I said, oh, that's nice. I thought, wow, I have got a golden opportunity here. Thank you for the setup, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So she comes home later. We're out in the garage talking. I said, so you ever been to church? Oh, I've been to Pentecostal church one time. It scared the mess out of me, she said. I said, yeah? She said, I'm going to tell you what. She said, I've heard people speak in tongues, and I know that some people speak in tongues. She said, but I went to a church, and everybody in there spoke in tongues, and they were yelling, and people were falling down. And I knew that is not God. That is not God. That's the devil. I got out of there as fast as I could. Scared her to death. Come on, I'm serious now. Folks, we're living in a different age today. We can't conduct church the way church was conducted in the charismatic 70s and 80s. If we're going to rescue people from the culture, then we've got to present the gospel in a way that they understand, because they have never heard the gospel the way that we have heard the gospel. They have to know the love of the Father. You know what Jesus did? He related to the culture that he lived in. When Jesus was hanging out at the docks with fishermen, he talked about fish. When he was out in the fields with shepherds, he talked about sheep. When he was in the marketplace, he talked about money. Come on, anybody seeing a picture here? When he was hanging out with farmers, he talked about farming. He related to people where they were. But we get all saved, sanctified, full of the Holy Ghost, and we want people to relate to where we are. And they don't have a clue. Amen. In Leonard Sweet's book, he distinguishes the four characteristics of generation. The first thing he says about this next generation is, he says they're experiential. Somebody say experiential. Experiential. In other words, they want to experience something. Now, we know a lot about that experience, don't we? Because in the charismatic Pentecostal church, we experience Jesus. We experience his love. We experience his fellowship. Amen. Amen. And the charismatic Pentecostal movement was birthed in a time when people really weren't clued in about or excited about that kind of having church. Matter of fact, the charismatic Pentecostal church got a lot of criticism, didn't it? Yeah. I mean, if you grew up in the church, you know that. And crazy Pentecostals, that's what they called us, crazy Pentecostals. Anybody ever been called a crazy Pentecostal? You know why? Because charismatic people, Pentecostal people, experience God. We experience God. Now we have this sociologist telling us that the generation we're ministering to is a generation that wants to have an experience. They want to experience something. Can you say amen this morning?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Can you just see how God just works through the church?
There it goes.
How God wants to work through you. See, my dad's generation, they were very analytical. Anybody got any analytical parents?
Yeah.
They analyze everything. But now we're coming to a generation where they're not into analyzing everything. They just want to experience everything. They don't want to know how it works. They just want to be a part of how it works. If it works, it works. Let me be a part of it. Back in the 40s and 50s, the only people that jumped out of airplanes were paratroopers. Did you know that? Now you can turn on ESPN Extreme Sports. You got people jumping out of airplanes with parachutes on and skis on their feet. They parachute down to the side of a mountain, drop the parachute, ski down the mountain, then jump off that mountain and pull another parachute. It's crazy.
For fun.
They want to experience it. Back then, back in the 40s and 50s, people used to climb a mountain to go get some water. Now we got people hanging off the side of a mountain with little, tiny little things dangling thousands of feet above the ground with their fingers in a little hole right there holding them. I'm thinking, dear God, why are they climbing that mountain? Because it's fun. Now, that might be fun for some folks, but I'm not really, you know, if you want to hang off the side of a mountain by a little tiny string and a little pick that you drag, go ahead. But if I don't have to, I ain't going to. Anybody with me?
Yes, sir.
We're living in a time where people want to experience life. And can I say this to you? That's good for the kind of church we have.
Yes.
That's good for the kind of church that we have. Amen? That's good for the kind of church that we are. Because today people want to come into a church where they can experience something, where they can actually feel the love of God, where they can feel the embrace of a father that they never had. Can I just tell you that we have young ladies walk into church every day that have dysfunctional relationships with their father, and they're just looking for somebody to be a father figure to them. We have young men that walk into church every Sunday that are looking for a right relationship with another man in their life, or where they can experience a father relationship that they've never had before. They want to experience something.
Amen.
The other thing Leonard Sweet says about this next generation, he says they're participatory. They like to participate in things. They want to be a part of something. They want to feel a part of the collective. They want to feel part of the unity. In other words, they don't want something done for them. They want to be part of something they can do themselves. Mm-hmm. I've seen this even with my own son, Michael. He grew up, I always wanted to do everything for him. Now he just wants to do everything for me. I got to change my tire. I'll do it. I told him today, I said, I got a lowering link for my bike. I said, I'm going to put my lowering link on the bike. You want to help me? He goes, you know I'm just going to do it for you. I said, okay, I'll hand you the wrench. I just had that conversation this morning. Just want to do it. Isn't that cool? They want to participate. That means they want to release the gifts that are on the inside of them. That's why it's important for Truth Church to equip people for the destiny of their life that God ordained them for. We got to be busy about equipping people. Amen?
Amen.
When you come to this church, you don't just come to the church to keep the ministry going. No. God's put Truth Church in your life to help keep you going, help you discover your destiny, to help keep you moving. You're no longer here just to help keep us going. We're here to help keep you going. We all help keep each other going.
That's right.
So Truth Church is part of this participation because we realize that this generation wants to be part of a ministry. They want to get their hands dirty. They want to get their feet wet. They want to get in. They want to be included. They're not sideline Christians. They want to be a part of it. Somebody said, I want to be a part of it. Listen, one of my prayers when I pray over this house is that God would allow us more opportunities for people to get involved. More opportunities where they fit. Because some people just get involved in places they don't fit, and then we all know it and we all have a fit.
Yeah, not good. Not good.
Number three, he said this, they are image driven. Somebody say image driven. How many know the world talks in images today?
Yeah.
Little symbols become messages. Well, you know, when you see that little check mark on somebody's shirt or you see that little check mark on somebody's tennis shoe, you don't need anybody to tell you that that's Nike.
Right.
We all know that it's Nike, right?
Right?
Well, if you didn't know, it's because you haven't been paying attention to the images. But if you've been marketed and you watch TV commercials and you watch basketball and you watch football, come on, what's in you?
We have a teenager.
Thank you. We're image driven. Why? Because we've developed icons and images that speak. I mean, understand if we're really going to reach this people, we're really going to have to learn how to package things right.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we spent time working on the logo for Truth Church. I mean, if we had made a logo of Truth Church that had a bunch of demon eyes on it and a bunch of other stuff, people look at it and go, ooh, I want to go to that church. That's the devil. No, people are image driven. There's a lot to be said about what you see. Come on, amen?
Amen.
It's not about marketing. It's about learning how to identify with the culture that we've been called to reach. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
How to put out in front of us the thing that God has given to us. We don't need to be afraid of marketing some things. It's okay. We can market some things. I think having the billboard that we did a couple years ago was a great idea. We had a billboard for the church, but we found out that being on the radio was better.
Yes.
How many know that when Jesus ministered, he ministered in the language of the people that he ministered to? They identified with him. Amen? Jesus always knew the culture that he was dealing with. He didn't miss a beat on that stuff, and he related to it. We need to recognize it takes people to tell people what God is doing in this place. Amen. If you don't tell nobody, ain't nobody going to know. Amen. The fourth thing people want to be a part of is what Leonard Sweet said is people want to be part of a community. Right. They want to be a part of a community. We tend to think that the internet's causing people to live in isolation because of technology, but the truth is that technology is causing the world to get smaller. Right. I mean, Facebook is a community.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's a community. Mm-hmm. Be careful what you post. Come on, if you're going to put something on your wall complaining about another person, don't tell them you go to my church. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. I'm serious.
No, that's right.
Use Facebook as a tool to change people. Don't use Facebook as a tool to vent your frustrations. You make Jesus look bad. Some of us do. Oh, I don't want to hear that this morning. I better go home and delete that off my Facebook before it gets at it.
Work on it, baby.
I see smartphones coming out all over the sanctuary. But the truth is because of Facebook, I know more about what's going on in my friends' lives than I ever would have before because Facebook and status updates keep me informed. I don't even have to call some of these kids to find out what's going on when they tell on themselves. You know, right where they are emotionally. They'll put out, why is life so hard? I just want to give up. You say, okay, let me pray for them. And then you see about an hour later, I'm so in love with Jesus. Things are looking great. They just tell you where they are. You didn't got to ask. You want to know who to pray for? Go through your friends list on Facebook. You'll see somebody that's dealing with death, somebody that's dealing with abuse, somebody that's got somebody in the hospital, somebody needs prayer. Come on now. This whole generation builds on community a different way. They might not know their neighbors, but they're building relationships in a broader way than we ever had the capacity to do in our lives when we were young. I really believe with all my heart that God's taking Truth Church to a new season, a new place of growth. That God really wants to do some unique things with us. He's done some great things here. We've had some miracles, amen?
Yeah.
But it's going to take a people that really want to go to the next level. It's going to take us being able to grow and increase into that thing. We're going to have to embrace the challenges that God sets out before us. We can't shrink back from them. We can't complain about them. We can't second guess them. We have to embrace them. And it's going to require some things from you. It's going to require resources. It's going to require your time. It's going to require your talent. If you want to fulfill the destiny of God on your life, if you don't, that's okay. But it will require things from you. Are you willing?
Yes, sir.
Listen, God puts us in these places of growing. Every time you get promoted in the kingdom, he always promotes us from the top to the bottom. I'm going to try that again. He always promotes us from the top to the bottom. Amen? Don't ever forget that. You say, what do you mean, Pastor? Well, it's like this. When you were in senior high school, you're at the top of the school. You're in 12th grade. You're the big head honcho. But when you leave senior high school and you go to college to the next level of life, you start out as a freshman. And then you have to work your way up through the ranks again. Because God's always increasing our capacity so that we could live at the place that he's called us to, from the top of the ladder to the bottom of the ladder of the next level of our life. Amen. That means when you move to the next level, it's going to demand a new period of growth from you in your life so that you can mature into the fullness of the dimension that you just arrived at.
Amen.
So you don't get promoted from the top of one level to the top of the next level. Of course, that's how most of us would really like it to happen. You get promoted from the top of one level that you just completed to the bottom of the very next level that God's calling you to. Now all of a sudden you're challenged to grow in new ways. Now all of a sudden God's pulling you in new directions. Is everybody seeing this?
Yes, sir.
Everybody all right?
Very good.
So watch this. I mean, now when your children were growing up, when they were 3 years old, and you went to the store to buy them shoes, what'd you do? You bought shoes a little bit too big, didn't you? Because you knew that foot was growing. And you knew if you didn't get shoes a little bit too big, then they would outgrow that shoe before they wore the shoe out and you were wasting your money. Come on, I bought shoes for Jessie a year and a half ago. She's still wearing them.
Tripping all over the place.
Uh-huh. Because I got little black and pink Nikes and they weren't cheap. I wanted to make sure she could wear them for a while. And she still got about that much room in them. I'm saying, yeah, I did good. I'm not planning that one right. This is what God does. He creates larger places for you and me and allows us to grow into the place that He's called us to. That way we never fully occupy the place in our own strength. We're always dependent on the Spirit of God to do what He's called us to do.
Amen.
He knows that if He puts us in a place that we could occupy, then we would never depend on Him. We'd do it in our own strength and we'd make a mess out of it. Or we get the big head, like some of these ministries we see. You know, the pastor with the entourages and, you know, the limo, and they ain't got no time to talk to nobody. And they're bigger than life. I just wonder what Jesus would say to some of these ministers today. I really do. Can you imagine? It's so holy. Ain't got time for nobody. Let's send out a mass text to all the people in the church. God bless you. Come on now.
Right.
Are you seeing this morning?
Yes, sir.
That's why, outside of personal maturity, we'll never be able to handle the place that God calls us to. He wants us to be dependent on Him. And listen, God doesn't promote us by how long we do something. He promotes us by revelation. You only get promoted to the next thing when you receive the revelation of where you're going. I don't care if you're doing it 10 years or 20 years. If you ain't got the revelation, you ain't moving on, baby. He's going to keep you right there till you figure it out.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.